This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Dr. Norman Chu is with us. And Kyle's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Thank you so much, Kyle, for being side by side with us. Werner Bach has joined us live from New Brunswick, Canada. And Werner, please continue your discussion about, you're talking about the brain, blood supply, lack of blood supply, Alzheimer's, dementia, and you're concerned about the inability of our body to possibly not be able to remove aluminum toxins. Please continue with your thoughts.
Basically, what I have observed when I did the autopsies on those animals was that I didn't see any sign of aluminum, but what caused this massive damage to the body, to the brain, to the heart, and to the lungs, it was modified atmospheric nitrogen, which was being modified with directed energy, where the nitrogen was being oxidized into nitrogen oxide, nitrogen dioxide, and nitrogen trioxide. And this has an accumulating effect on brain tissue, on the heart, you know, onset of heart disease, and onset of lung disease, you know, which ultimately, steady irritation ultimately culminates in lung cancer. Four of my neighbors here on a sparsely populated rural road, within a mile and a half, they died of lung cancer. And two of all in their early and mid-50s, and two of them happened to be non-smokers. And when I went to the medical center and I saw some pictures there about the dangers of smoking, and it showed what was supposed to be the lung of a heavy smoker. It was a deep, dark red and beside a healthy lung. And this is exactly what I saw at some of the animals when I did the autopsies afterwards, you know, that had been exposed to this dangerous modified atmospheric air. And I said to the doctor, I can vouch for, you know, in this case, one of a litter of two pups I found in the morning, you know, dead in the yard. And I did not want to do the autopsies, but I had to find out what was killing the animals to stop this carnage. And the pup that survived until the next day, the lungs looked exactly as it was depicted in the medical center in the picture about what was supposed to be the lung of a heavy smoker.
Werner, are you saying that as a farmer, that you're surrounded by life and death all the time with animals, just as we are here on our farm?
Yeah, than usual. And as I say, over a period of 20 years, over 330 cows and calves have been brutally murdered in this kind of a way. And I was basically being bullshitted by the veterinarian. And when I finally confronted the district veterinarian and laid about all out the facts, he said, we are not trained on it. and this district veterinarian, when I was falsely being dragged into court upon false accusation, I subpoenaed him to appear in court, and a judge disallowed him, but immediately afterwards, he went into retirement, even though he was at retirement age.
Werner, are you saying that these animals that you've witnessed the deaths of and that you've done the autopsies on are the canaries in the coal mine that are telling you that things are wrong, that these are warning signs?
This is going on all over the place, and when I look about the demise of the bird population and the insect population, the bees are dying, and the wild bees and wasps and everything, I've seen over the last 40-some years such a decline of the population of all those species around here.
You know, Werner, you're talking about birds and you're talking about bees. First thing that came to my mind is, what birds? What birds? I haven't seen any. I haven't seen any birds. Just this one darn woodpecker. Other than that, we hardly have any birds here. Bees, we don't have any bees here. And those darn flies that we used to curse, like flies were everywhere. We don't have any flies. No flies this year.
And
what's going on?
See, I was amazed when I came from the old country the first 2 years about the many varieties and the numbers of birds, songbirds, and of a different type of insects, from hornets to wasps to wild bees and everything. And if we got a lot of them, we got maybe 2 or 3% left.
Right. I agree. And we used to, you know, we used to be serenaded at night by the bugs. I mean, you could hear like a concert of bugs, all kinds of bugs chirping and chipping and talking to each other. Not anymore. Hardly hear any bugs now. No flies, hardly any birds, no bees. Well, actually, we have a couple wasps. Other than a couple wasps, I mean like a couple, maybe a handful of wasps. Other than that, no bees, no bumblebees, no wood-boring bees, no birds, hardly any squirrels. You're right. You're absolutely right. Where did they go? But they're not here. They're not on our farm.
And as I say, for example, the bees, they got a rapid metabolism. I understand the working bee has basically a working life of about 4 to 5 weeks, you know. And mm-hmm. they have a rapid metabolism. And when there are those high levels of dangerous nitrogen oxides and high levels of ozone, this is all modified atmospheric air with directed energy. When they are basically, they are the first ones to die.
Dr. Shealy, your thoughts?
Well, it's not aluminum, although there might be some of that too, but it's primarily Roundup and similar poisons.
And this is basically what here in the Maritime Provinces, the Department of Agriculture and the government agencies are pushing, the GMO-type farming. Basically,
well,
not anymore the organic farming. And if you are not, if you don't prescribe to their vision of agriculture, they want you out of the picture by hook and by crook. The last 2 days, I have been out in the fields. And fields that I had lime 3 times and that had lots of manure on, it is the poorest fields I've ever encountered. And it is impossible that from 1 year to the next, suddenly a field that has been limed 3 times, where the pH is well within the 7 range, you know, 0.7 range, mm-hmm. That the whole field is just covered with wild strawberries that are an indicator of high acidity in the ground.
So, Werner, let me see if I've got this right. 3 applications of lime, your pH should be close to 7, which is neutral. The species that are growing are wild strawberries, indicating that your pH is wrong and you have not been able to correct it with 3 applications of lime. Is that right?
No. With the 3 applications of lime, one field, when I planted their winter wheat there years back, I got the soil test done because I wanted to cover all the bases, you know, not to give those idiots in the Department of Agriculture any more reasons, you know, to blame blame things on.
Right.
And I put another 1.5 ton of lime per acre with magnesium because the soil was low in magnesium, you know, and it brought the pH up in this field that now grows wild strawberries, and the grass doesn't grow anymore. The clover plants, there are no more clovers in the field, but at the time when the soil test was done, it was 0.76. It was already in the alkaline, you know. And that the soil loses its pH within a few years to that level, you know. There's so much monkey business, so much lying and cover up by the government. And thanks to the experts in the Department of Agriculture, what I can say about New Brunswick, a region that at one time was self-sufficient in food production, you know, they are now importing 90% of the food. With all the expertise here in New Brunswick, we are producing food for roughly about 70,000 people on an area, the same area as New Brunswick, over in the old country where I come from, in the same area, we were producing food for over 15 million people. We don't need those experts. You know, when the farmers were farming the traditional way, the sustainable way, and crop rotation and everything, you know, they were able to feed the people of the region. And it's the same situation even worse in Nova Scotia, and the same situation in the New England states. I've been in contact with politicians in New England, and I was being told by one state representative in Maine that they are in the same situation where they import 90% of the food. At the time when they were exporting food down the eastern seaboard.
Well, there's no question about it that in our neck of the woods, in our area of Missouri, that the sustainable type farmers are complaining that the same good old boy network, the large farmers, the wealthy farmers, seem to be getting all of the sweet deals from the government, all of the subsidies, and the little guys who are struggling just to hang on to their farms, are not getting a fair shake. They don't get the information in advance like the good old boy network does.
Not
they don't
just
know.
Only that, Vincent. It is not just only that. The big farms have been getting the grants, and they were hidden away under payments to vendors in order to deceive the public. And then mainstream media was saying, how much longer can we support the small, inefficient farm when the big farms they're getting?
Werner, we'll have to have you call back at another time. Thank you so much. Our call screen's lit up. That was Werner Bach.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for for a change. See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, thank you so much for being with us today. And Maria in Michigan, thank you so much for being so patient on hold. Welcome to USA Prepares with Dr. Norman Shealy.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Dr. Shealy.
Good morning. What's up?
So I have a question. I read some of the books, and I'm following you. So I was wondering if you have any recommendations for place, because I'm in Michigan, for past life regression that, you know,
right.
we have the effects we want.
If there's anyone who's approved, it would be on my way on my website.
Oh.
I only can approve people that have been certified by Dr. Morris Nevison. And all of those that have been are actually, if you look on resources on my website, you'll
resources.
Find whether there's
yes.
one there.
Great. Would it be possible to talk a little bit about the healing results you would see from the past life regression?
Well, my personal belief from having experienced 30 of my own past lives over the last 40-some-odd years is that, in general, if we have a major problem in this life, it relates to what I call unfinished business from a previous life.
Yeah.
And so, you know, sometimes we go out of a life with anger, guilt, anxiety, or depression over something. And if we didn't solve it in that life, we're going to have it come up again.
Yes.
Dr. Shilley, do we know that?
I'm sorry?
Maria, yes. You may want to hear this. Dr. Shilley, yes. Do we know that we have, that we're carrying these concerns or anger or guilt from a previous life in this life? Do we know that?
No.
Do we know that it's from a... Okay.
No. I think it's hidden, if you will. You know, I mean, quickly, I guess I can say my greatest karmic debt this life was in 1996 when some jerk from Canada came down and jerked my neck and dislocated my spine. Now, I knew when it happened, it had to be karmic. You know, people don't do that unless you've got a karmic debt. And it took me a while to recall it, but even though I consider myself a pretty nice guy in this life, 300 years ago, I was an obnoxious SOB. And I know I was in a position of power like Saddam Hussein, and I had this guy murdered because I didn't want him to take over my position, and he came back to get even with me in this life.
Yeah.
Does the opposite hold true, Dr. Shilley? Good deeds in a previous life, do they beget good deeds?
No question about it. Again, you meet people to further, if you will, enhance friendships or clean up old business. So, for instance, my relationship with my wife of 52 years was all bliss. My relationship with my friend, Sergei Sorin, with whom I shared a life 800 years ago, is good. So we have lots of good karma, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and I know Dr. Sergei Sorin, a wonderful, wonderful individual, wonderful doctor, compassionate, caring, deliberate, concerned. I mean, all the good attributes I can think of, I see in Dr. Sergei Sorin, as well as Dr. Shilley.
Great.
Maria, anything else that you'd like to know about past lives?
No, it was that was mostly what I wanted to know. And maybe one more question that might not have to do necessarily with past lives only. But you mentioned that St. Francis, I think in one of your interviews, is reincarnated. And I feel drawn to St. Francis, anything related to him. And I was wondering, why is he reincarnated in this time? Does it have to do with nature and people, and was there a need for him to come back?
Well, we all come back. For instance, St. Francis, whom to me is the greatest saint ever, is reincarnated. To me, he should be in some upper level somewhere, but he's back apparently to fulfill some further purpose in life.
Yeah.
Maria, thank you so much for calling. Thank you. I'll be right back with Frank in New Hampshire.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Watch it.
Oh, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot...
Watch it. Thank God you're...
Take my...
When you go to...
Easy,
for
2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, medical doctor, and if you'd like to stay in contact with him, normshealy.com is the website. If you'd like to get the Bliss Oils or the Magnesium Lotion, which I use daily, normshealy.com. And if you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933 between the hours of 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. Frank in New Hampshire, thank you so much for patiently waiting to be on the air with us. Welcome.
Oh, my pleasure. I wanted to ask Dr. Shealy if he was aware of a study that was done at Keele University at the University of Sussex in the UK in 2015, where they found alarming levels of aluminum in bees, actually enough so that it would cause brain damage in a normal human. Were you aware of that study?
I am not aware of that study. I'm glad that, you know, I thought it was pesticides, but of course, I wonder how many pesticides carry aluminum with them.
Well, that's a good point. And also, I wanted to point out that dementia is now the leading cause of death in the UK. It's the number one killer of people.
Wow.
And I wanted to know, because I heard an earlier caller talking about the pH levels in the soil. And I wanted to get your thoughts on what that had to do with geoengineering, because what they're spraying from these planes is changing the pH level of the soils and making it almost impossible to grow outside. And that could explain that, plus the bees with the aluminum, and the whales also have alarming levels of aluminum. There's studies to prove that. So what's your take on geoengineering, Dr. Shealy?
Well, I don't think there's any question. There's so many poisons going on. I don't understand how we have allowed a population, our government, to do such evil things. By the way, I easily found the aluminum study. I'm glad to have that added to my repertoire, if you will, on aluminum contamination in bees. It's just amazing. And does anyone really know what is in these so-called spray things that are going out all over the country and world?
Well, it shows up in the patents that they have on file at the patent office. They actually state what they're spraying, and exact same things that they state that they're spraying are showing up in the soils. We can test them in the soils and find them. We can test them in the wildlife populations, in the fish in the sea. We're getting these materials. We're finding them everywhere.
Frank, I've got a comment. Maybe it's connecting a dot. Maybe it's anecdotal evidence. But here on the farm, we don't apply chemicals to our fields. And we have a stream or a creek that runs 3/4 of a mile through the farm. It starts about 50 feet on the other side of our fence. So the spring is 50 feet off the property line. And I can see crystal clear water coming out of the spring. Then as the creek travels through our farm, bubbles, foam appears. Now, we are not applying detergents. We're not applying anything, nothing that would cause this. And I'm seeing foam increasing at an increasing rate as the stream progresses through the farm as it travels this 3/4 of a mile. I've traveled up and down our road. It's not just our farm. There's foam coming out of the streams and creeks as the water passes over the rocks and there's turbulence. So we are seeing foam in the streams that we have never seen before. 12 years ago, it didn't happen. Okay, We noticed that the water in the Ozarks was different from the water in the creeks and the streams in Virginia. For example, in Virginia, there was turbidity. So when there was a rain, the soil would carry... I mean, the water would carry soil with it, and it would be, you know, murky and muddy. Some iridescence, you know, oil contamination in the streams in Virginia. But in Missouri, we didn't see that. In the Ozarks, what we saw was crystal clear streams, crystal clear creeks traveling over the rocks, different from Virginia. Now, and it was remarkable. Now what we're seeing is foam in the water. So that is a new phenomenon. Frank, you have a thought on that?
Yeah, I'm a strong believer in cause and effect and using one's common sense and taking in all the data that's all around us all the time. And when you add climate engineering and geoengineering to all of this, it makes perfect sense because they spray heavily during the day to block so-called the incoming energy from the sun. And then that same material that they spray during the day falls out to the ground at night. You can see it mm-hmm. at night with a powerful light. So that
just
stuff falls on your field.
Light.
Yeah, it falls on your fields, and then it rains, and then of course the rain all collects in the streams and then the creeks, and it washes it all into into the waterways, and that could explain why you're seeing this increased level of foam.
And when I say foam, I'm not talking about the kind of foam that you might see in a washing machine, a clothes washing machine, where you have these, you know, these bubbles that are very fragile and you could just touch them and they pop. These bubbles that I'm seeing in the water in the creeks are resilient. They're rubbery. They're strong. They have an outer skin that is way, way more substantial than if you took one of those, you know, when we were children, we'd take this little wand, we'd stick it in this jar of bubbles, bubble liquid and or detergent or soap, whatever it was, and we'd just wave it through the air and these very fragile bubbles would pop out. The bubbles, the foam that I'm seeing, are way more resilient than that, way more. They're tackier. They're stronger. They're harder to pop. And you can literally skim them off and have this scum-type foam, which will, when the water evaporates from them, you will see this residual foam that's left. It's a scum. And yes, you're right. We've had instructors say on in public, in meetups, that they were standing under a streetlight, you know, waiting for the traffic light to change so they could walk across the street. And they would be rained on at night by this dust, these particles coming down. It is not exhaust dust. It's particles coming down that are way more substantial in size. You can see it. It literally is dust. Even at the farm at night, you can take a flashlight out, and it looks like you would be choking from inhaling these particles, literally. But I can say this, since the CEO has changed at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, here over the farm, we have fewer and fewer and fewer chemtrails that are visible. Now, maybe we've changed to a less visible type of chemtrail, or there are fewer of them. That is my visual evidence. There are not as many visible chemtrails. I would say 90% fewer than we've seen during the dark days of the Obama regime.
I wish I could say the same for the East Coast. Boy, that sounds like Wonderland to me. We never see the sun here in New Hampshire. And
It was pure hell for a couple years here.
Yeah, well, it's like that here still. Today is another classic day where, you know, at night you'll get a semblance of normalcy with some stars and stuff, but almost like clockwork, every single morning when the sun rises, so do the planes, and they basically follow the sun as it crosses the sky to the point where, you know, today it's a total blanket and you can't even tell where the sun is in the sky. You have no idea. It's hard to tell what time it is.
Is anyone aware of Snowden, you know, Snowden, the great WikiLeaks guy, his comment about the chemtrails? It's on the internet.
Tell us what you said.
They are actually being pushed by climatologists to, quote, protect the climate of the United States. At least that's the belief behind them. But whatever they are, they're artificial and they're poison.
Yeah, that's the stated goal. And, of course, they say they want to dump up to 20 megatons a year in our atmosphere. And I don't think anybody in the listening audience will agree that is healthy for any of us.
Well, you know, I can't remember anything the government does that I consider healthy, so.
It reminds me of the story that I heard recently about big oil in the early days of automobiles and how big oil wanted and encouraged the installation of traffic lights. Stoplights. And the idea was, if they had stoplights and traffic lights, we would consume more gasoline in these vehicles because they'd be idling and they would have to start up and use more energy than if they just kept moving. Now, I have not verified that, but it kind of seems like that's in concert with the chemtrails. What can we do? What can we do to ensure the use of more of a product that a corporation makes, like aluminum, than chemtrails?
Or like, say, for instance, in the case of the Macondo oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, they dumped millions of gallons of Corexit in one of the most pristine fishing waterways in the world and destroyed it, you know. And people still eat seafood and like it's like nothing happened.
I don't eat seafood. And I remember, Frank and Dr. Schiele, that the day after Fukushima, the global catastrophe, I said to Mrs. Finelli, if you like tuna fish, today's the last day to get it. And if you decide that you'd like to get some tuna fish for the family, you need to buy a lifetime supply right now. Because this is it. No more tuna. No more tuna for the Finelli family because of the radiation that I believe would be in the sea. Frank, would you do me a favor, please, and give your telephone number. Stay on. Give your telephone number to Kyle, our engineer. I'd like to call you after the broadcast.
My name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The 300 Blackout is an incredible rifle, and Infidel Body Armor is giving one away in just a few days. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter. Hi, I'm Chad, the owner of Infidel Body Armor. I want you to be prepared. So not only am I giving away a rifle, I'm offering sweet deals on armor, smoke grenades, night vision, and other gear you need to survive the coming collapse. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. Medical doctor, normshealy.com. NormSHEALY. Dr. Shealy, to get in touch with you at your clinic, should we want an appointment with you or chat with you or have a telephone conversation, what shall we do? What number shall we call?
417-351-5221. Now, I would like to mention to our listeners, if you're in the greater Springfield area and you have significant symptoms of benign prostatic hypertrophy and enlarged prostate, we are doing a treatment program at no charge. So you call and get an appointment to have that done. And if you are depressed and not on a drug but want you to pressure treat it safely, we have another freebie going on for treating that. So call 351-5221 and you can get free treatments of benign prostatic hypertrophy or depression.
Wow. Awesome. Thank you, Dr. Shealy, for doing that. Class, one more time. 417-351-5221. If you're in the Springfield, Missouri area, 417-351-5221 during normal business hours, Central Time. Dr. Shealy, thank you for that. Dinah Merrill just passed away a couple days ago, and she was born in 1923. And she passed away from a disease called Lewy body dementia. And we've been talking about dementia, we've talked about Alzheimer's. And what can you tell us about that? It seems like dementia is invading every family.
Well, yeah, Lewy body is a very specific thing, and it's different from the usual Alzheimer's. And it's a much more rare condition in Alzheimer's, but it is equally fatal and equally damaging.
And so the symptoms, do we... What happens? What happens? Posture, declining posture, memory loss, disorganized thoughts.
All of the above.
Sleep problems, just a general decline in the ability to do everything, right?
Right.
Parkinson's like symptoms. And no cure, right?
No known cure. Correct.
So diet, exercise, use it or lose it. So don't lose it by making sure you use what you've got. Maybe continue reading, even though maybe it'd be difficult.
Well, mostly they have a lot of visual hallucinations, and they lose the bright-eyed, bushy-tailed alertness and attention. Mm-hmm. And they actually often have Parkinsonian-type tremors and things like that, a rigid muscle, slow movement, and dreaming. So they have more evidence of physical brain damage than in Alzheimer's.
Okay. Dr. Shealy, acne. You know, a lot of people who have had acne treat it externally. They apply lotions and potions. Is acne internal?
Well, yes, it is. It is metabolic and hormonal imbalance all the way. Interestingly, it is a tremendous imbalance in the entire endocrine system, but especially the pituitary gonad, that is testes, ovaries system. We've had very good luck in some people using one of my favorite supplements, which is natural progesterone cream.
Okay. And natural progesterone seems to reduce the symptoms of acne?
Exactly. Okay. Now, a woman, of course, she should take it only from the 10th day of the cycle until the 28th day of the start of the next cycle, not all month. A man can take it all month.
Okay. Dr. Shealy, brain tumors seem to be on the increase. Are you seeing that or reading that as well?
I think it is not just pollution, but in my opinion, cell phone.
Okay. And then what about stress and commuting? Can you imagine the increase of stress being on a long commute every day to the factory, to the job, or to the computer keyboard?
Obviously those things are there too, but the problem with cell phone is right up there at your brain. Yep. And the incidence of malignant brain tumors has doubled in the last 20 years.
Dr. Shealy, thank you so much for being with us today.
Our pleasure as always.
See you next week. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.